It's always wonderful to just celebrate the birth of Jesus this time of year. I've asked Lexi if she would read the account of Jesus' birth from the book of Luke. And you can follow along if you look at your bulletin. And why don't you go ahead and do that for us?
Okay. Yeah, it comes from Luke 2, 4 through 14. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her first son, or firstborn, and he was a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and laying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
Thank you so much. This would be a good time for us to, let's just sing the chorus. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Now, I think I saw Rowan somewhere. Where is Rowan? He can come up and sit with us too. We're kind of, this is a big couch we have.
Sure is.
Let's make room for some of the other young people. If Ivy and Dallas want to come up, they can too. And Heidi can come up too. We can all just jam in here on the couch. I want to talk to you as a family about Christmas. And while they're coming up, let me ask you this question. When you think of Christmas, what comes through your mind? What thoughts go through your mind? You can answer. It echoes in here. What?
Presents.
Presents. All right.
Not really.
But... Coach purses. Yeah. Oh, she laughs. Okay. What about your first Christmas? Do you remember your very first Christmas? Anybody remember it out there? No? Too many have happened since then? No, there's one hand. First Christmas. Maybe, how about your teenage years? What do you remember? Good Christmases? You guys are still teens. Have you had some good Christmases in the last few years?
Yeah.
Okay. And usually you end up telling Santa what you want. Do you usually get it?
No.
No? What's wrong with Santa Claus? He's not listening anymore. You know, I remember the first Christmas that I remember, I got to play one of the little shepherd boys. And I was probably 5 years old. And I remember very clearly my lines, because, you know, I was in a lot of plays growing up as a kid, and this was the first one that I remember. I was told that I was also the baby in the manger, but I don't remember that. But I was the little shepherd boy, and here was my line. It was really difficult. Oh, look at the baby. Pretty good, huh? Oh, look at the baby. Then I remember the next year, I was a little older, and I remember that I wasn't very happy about that particular play that year, because I got to be the head of the donkey. But that was better than my friend who got to be the other end of the donkey. Speaking of which, being the other end of the donkey, I got in trouble this morning because today is my anniversary. And it slipped my mind. Slipped my mind. So now I am playing the part of the other end of the donkey. But anyway, the next year, I got to be an angel. One of the angels, you know, that comes to the shepherds and announces that the baby's going to be born. And I remember some of the lines of that, but I stumbled through them. I do remember that. I remember being embarrassed because I didn't have them quite... Well, I had them memorized, but you know what happens when you get up front of a bunch of people? Sometimes you forget things, and your brain just goes blank, you know? But I remember this. And then more recently, when I was pastoring at the Redlands Church up north of here, we had a big pageant, the Christmas pageant, every year, and I got to play the part of Herod. And one of my friends got to play the part of Judas. So I was glad I got to be Herod. But you see, the life of Jesus had many, many different phases, and each stage of his life was so important, because the fact that Jesus came to this earth as a little babe, he could have come as an adult or as a teenager or as an old man, but he came as a baby is so important. Now, I titled my talk today, the title of it is The Santa Claus versus the Manger. Now, some of you are saying, well, why did you name it that? Well, last week I was listening to a group of people on a panel discussion on TV discuss whether we should continue to call it Christmas. We should actually be calling it holidays, Happy Holidays, instead of Merry Christmas. And the point was, they were making, was that we would offend people who didn't believe in Christ. And I thought, well, we've been offending people now for 2,000 years because we've been calling, you know, it the birth of Jesus, Christmas. And I thought, well, what would happen then if we don't want to offend anybody? We better make sure that we don't call Hanukkah, and Ramadan we shouldn't call a Ramadan. We should change all of those, right? So that we won't offend anybody. The fact of the matter is that the Bible clearly says that Jesus, his very life, his very death, would be an offense. Because the very fact that God would send his only begotten Son to die on a cross, first to be born as a child, as a little baby, and then to die on a cross, to many people, that is truly an offense. So I'm not sure how they're going to end this discussion, but it seems to me that from the very beginning of Jesus' life, there have been people who've been trying to discredit Jesus and who he was. They've been trying to say, oh, you know, he really wasn't divine. He really wasn't from heaven. He really wasn't the Father's only begotten Son. He was just an ordinary man. And he made up a part of the world history. And there were a lot of other people that were famous and good. And he's just part of the whole picture. By doing that, it minimizes what Jesus did for us. It waters it down. It makes it of no effect. In fact, in reality, it really does away with the whole birth and the death of Jesus. And so, as Christians, we need to remember that we are living in a world that is very often very secular, and we want to make sure that we emphasize what Christmas is about. Now, what's interesting about Christmas, though, is it's kind of a mixed thing. You've got the Santa Claus, and that's a lot of tradition. And actually, those traditions came from many different countries. And they all got kind of boiled together and mixed in together in America and became the Christmas and the Santa Claus and the elves and the reindeers that we know today. But Christmas is really about Jesus' birth. That's where it really started. Now, when we are out in the world and we're out shopping and we're out there buying the presents and running around and getting into accidents on the freeway, all kinds of weird things happen out there when people are dashing around, we can easily forget what Christmas is about, huh? It's not hard, is it? So it's very important for us to keep our focus on what Christmas really is. It's a time of sharing with each other. It's a time of paying attention to our families and making that time a very special time. What's something that you would, what word would you use to describe Christmas in your own life? Got a one word or two words? Think of any? Just shout it out.
Celebration.
Celebration, okay. Of?
Jesus and who he was.
Of Jesus and who he was.
Who he is.
How about you, Dallas? What would word would you use to describe? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you're having one of those moments where it all disappears, right? Okay, that's all right. Anybody else? Anyone else? How about out there? What's a word you would use? I'm sorry? Okay. And I'm wondering where my friend Rowan went to. Is he out there still? Because I have something for him. Maybe if somebody will bring him in, we can do this thing. But anyway, one of the things that I appreciate about our family here at Point Loma is there's so much talent here. And for me, the greatest Christmas gift that I can receive is just to come here and worship with you, to sing with you, to pray with you, to fellowship together. To me, that's just a beautiful gift. We take it for granted, but we shouldn't. It's a very important aspect of our family life here. One of our talented young people, Lexi, she has actually two things to share with us, mm-hmm. Right?
Do I?
What's that?
Oh.
Okay. She has Lexi has shared with us her poetry for years now, and she's a very talented poet, and she has a poem that she's written just for this occasion, right? Okay. Maybe if we take this mic off the stand. That way you can talk into it. There we go.
Okay,
she's going to share a poem.
Yeah, Pastor asked me to write a poem about
Christmas.
Whoa.
And I was like, I don't have one. And I was worried. And so the day of that I thought I was supposed to read it, which was last weekend, I wrote it in the car. And then I was like, you know what? I don't even feel like I wrote it. Once again, it came from above, and I'm just a channel. So I'm sharing it now. It's just my perspective on what Christmas is and what I've seen in the youth and what they believe it is, and on the news, too. I saw mm-hmm. that, too.
Yeah.
It's interesting. So here it is. The birth of Jesus Christ. Some say it was the birth of a king. Some say it was when our Savior entered this world to redeem, heal, and guide us. Some say it was the manifestation of the Son of God. December 25th, many call it Xmas, and that Jesus Christ has no place in this holiday. That it is simply a time to spend joy, laughter, and fellowship with family and friends. But what about the love, the unending love that can only be felt in the presence of Jesus Christ? What about the forgiveness, that powerful forgiveness which can only be experienced through Jesus Christ? What about that peace, that overwhelming peace that can only be found in Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Teacher, the Lamb of God, the Prince of Peace? Christmas is the time of year to spend with loved ones. It is a time to have joy, laughter, and fellowship. But why not celebrate it with Jesus? Why not invite the lovely, peaceful presence of Christ into your home? After all, it is his birthday, and without the birthday boy, there would be no reason to celebrate. So let's give thanks that Jesus was born. Let's give thanks that he loves us and that he was brave enough to walk with us and to save the world. Happy birthday, Jesus Christ. Here he is.
There's a picture she painted, too, to go along with the poem. It's a picture of Jesus. You can look at it later if you can't see it from out there. Thank you, Lexi, for sharing that. You know, it's one thing to write poetry, and it's another thing to have somebody to tell you to write a poem. So I apologize for that part of it. But I know you're very talented, and I appreciate it. As I think back on Christmases of the past, every Christmas has been a beautiful experience. Sometimes there are stresses at Christmas time that seem to overwhelm us, and fortunately, we often forget that. We remember the beauty of Christmas. We remember the music and the lights and the smiles on the faces of children and young people, and the satisfaction and the joy that parents and older people get from watching the sparkle in the eye of a child when he receives his first gift. Or it's a wonderful time. And here comes my friend Rowan. Okay, Rowan, do you have some friends out there too? A cousin or somebody that I think I saw you. Come here, Rowan. Rowan likes to come up. Today he's a little bit shy. Do you want me to open this, or do you want to open it? He was pointing at it when he was sitting next to me earlier. Yeah, that'll bring him over. Okay, come over here, Rowan. Sit with me. Come here. Okay, thank you for coming. Okay. What is that you have? Do you know what this is? Can you tell what this is? It's a package, right? But you don't know what's in there. What does it sound like? Okay, there's something in there, right? Now, pretty soon, it's going to be Christmas in a few days. And one of the things that we learn in Christmas is we learn to share. And it's important to share some of the good things that God gives us with other people. Now, I know there's two little boys out there. I think I saw them earlier. Are those your cousins? Is that a cousin standing? Oh, that's the brother. Okay, I can't see from here, but would you like to share part of your gift with your cousins and your brother?
Yeah.
Would you like that? Mm-hmm. Okay, so why don't you open this for everybody, and then you can share what you want with them, okay? Why don't you open it? Can you open it? Just pull on this right here. Pull on this right here. He's learning still how to open gifts. There's a real art to it, you know. Sort of. Keep pulling. There you go. You're doing a good job. Just rip it open. Okay. Oh, what do you see? Oh, my. Rip it. Okay. All right. So how many cousins and you have a brother and how many cousins? One cousin? One cousin. Wow. Just enough. Okay. Let's open it further. Let's pull this out. Let's see here. See if I can get this open. There we go. Okay. What are these? Cars. Good. Dad taught him well. See if we can get these out. Okay, there we go. Now, which one do you want to keep? Ah, the red Porsche. Good man. Okay. Now, which one do you want to give to your brother? The orange one, okay. And your cousin? Which one do you want to give to your cousin? The purple one. Okay, let's give this one to Dallas, okay? Okay, you want to take that? Do you want to take that one to Dallas first? Okay, go give it to Dallas. What happened? He dropped it? Oh, okay. Why don't you take that one to Dallas first, okay? Over here. There's Dallas right there. He's learning. Oh, look at that. He's sharing. And then there's your cousin. Which one was... That's right. He's got the right one for the cousin. There. Thank you for sharing. Okay, now you have two here. I want the red Porsche. That's my favorite car. Okay, you want the red Porsche. And this one is for who? For your brother. He's back there. Okay, you're a good boy. You shared? He'll come back. Yeah. Anyways, the whole idea of one of the things that I learned as a kid, that Christmas was not just a time to to receive, but it's also a time to share. And I remember one time, one Christmas, my parents gathered us all together and got us around the tree, and we started opening presents. And then they informed us, I may have shared this before, but I'm going to tell the story again. They informed us that we were to select one gift that we received for Christmas, and we were going to give it to a kid at the orphanage. That was the toughest decision I ever made. I even shed some tears over that one. But I finally narrowed it down to a train. It was made out of a tin, and it was battery operated, and it would go around in circles and bump into walls and things like that. I don't know if you guys remember those things. But anyways, that was before remote control. And I shed some tears over that, but I've never forgotten that lesson, that when God gives, that we need to also give to others, that we need to share with others. So when you get your Coach purse, all right, Heidi, you can share it with Lexi. Or Ivy. Ivy, when you get your Coach purse, you can share it with, no, not Dallas. You could share it with somebody. But God, the Bible tells us that God shared his son, Jesus Christ, for us. Now, in the Bible, in the book of Luke, as we were reading this morning, our scripture reading, there's also a story of two individuals in Luke, the second chapter, if you want to look. A man by the name of Simeon and a woman by the name of Anna. And they had waited and prayed all of their lives to see Jesus, the Son of God. In fact, the Bible tells us that Simeon was a righteous man. He was devout. He was patient. And it says he was filled with the Holy Spirit. About Anna, the Bible also tells us here in Luke, Anna was a prophetess. She was a prophetess, and she was 105 years old. She had waited her entire life to see the Messiah. She worshiped in the temple regularly, daily. She fasted. She prayed. She was very patient, very gentle, and she awaited the coming of the Messiah. Can you imagine waiting 105 years? Now, how long are you going to have to wait to open your gifts in a couple days? Few days, right? Have you already snuck around and found out what they are? No? Tell the truth now. You're in front of all these people here.
I opened one.
Oh, you opened one. Mom, take note of that. Okay. Okay, so you don't want to wait too long, do you? Anna waited 105 years to open the gift that she had been promised that she would see, and that was Jesus. So when Jesus' parents brought him to the temple to be blessed, she recognized who he was. And she went over and was so full of joy and so excited to meet the Messiah, the Son of God. Wouldn't you be excited if you were able to see Jesus, the little baby Jesus? Wouldn't that be cool to hold him? Well, the good news is that we will see Jesus someday, face to face, the Bible tells us. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be the most wonderful gift. I don't need anything else. All I want to see is Jesus. Isn't that exciting? Yeah, I know it sounds kind of unbelievable, kind of like a fantasy, but the Word of God is true. And you will see Jesus face to face, just like we're talking right here. And you'll be able to ask him questions, and you'll be able to hug him, and yes, and you'll be able to kiss him. The kids in the Bible did that. They kissed his cheeks. Isn't that sweet? Jesus loved kids, and he loves people. So the good news of Christmas is that Jesus, the Son of God, came as a little baby, and he came for you. He is the gift from God. He came to save you and to take you home someday. I can't think of a better gift. I would give up all my coach purses. I would give up all my I don't know what I'm getting for Christmas, to tell you the truth. I don't need anything, really. My boys are going to be here. I'm going to get to see my older boy. That is a gift right there. But I would give up all my gifts, past, present, and future, just to spend eternity excuse me, with Jesus, wouldn't you? Because nothing that this world can offer us is really anything of much importance. But to spend time with Jesus forever, that's got to be the best gift of all. So when people say happy holiday, and they try to minimize the fact that, you know, we're celebrating Jesus' birthday, don't allow that to throw you off track. Because Christmas, you can't take the Christ out of Christmas. It's spelled Christ Mass. And the world will try to do that, but in your heart, you'll always have the greatest gift of all, and that is the gift of Jesus Christ. Keep him in your heart. Keep that gift close to you throughout your entire life, okay? And someday, we're going to have a great big Christmas party in heaven. I imagine Santa Claus might be there, but he's not going to be as important, right? I hope he's there because I've played Santa Claus myself. So there will be a Santa Claus in heaven. But just remember that Christ is the reason for the season. Don't let the world take Christ out of Christmas, okay? Thanks, guys, for coming up here. Stay up here now. Don't go yet. And I just want to tell you that one of my favorite gifts at Christmas time is seeing your smiles, the young people. Just having you guys around. You're special. You're my favorite teenagers. And I hope that you have a good Christmas, that you get your Coach purse and you get your new skateboard, but that you not forget that Jesus is the most important gift that you can ever receive. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for our young people. Thank you for the gifts that you've given to them, the talents that they have. Thank you for their smiles and their love. I pray, Lord, that you will bless this congregation through this the remainder of this year. You've blessed us so much, and you've given us so much that we can't hardly repay you. But we give you our love, and we give you our blessing. And we thank you for the opportunity to be called your children and to be part of this family. Now bless us through the remainder of this year and in the coming year. Help us to always keep Jesus in our hearts is our prayer in your name. Amen.